Gemara Mikneich Chayodim, Klal and Tess, in the middle of Simon Ches, and he introduces the question of Bracha Achrona. So now, we know that a person says a Bracha Achrona, that's the end of the eating session. Is that because, by definition, a Bracha Achrona automatically ends the eating session? Or because the person says a Bracha Achrona when he's finished eating? So the Bracha Achrona is indicative of the end of the eating session. So what about the following scenario? Person mistakenly thought the halacha is that you're supposed to say Bracha Achrona on a certain food right after you eat it. So he ate it, he planned to eat some more, other foods with the same bracha, let's say, yeah, but he believed he's supposed to say Bracha Achrona, so he said Bracha Achrona. And we said to him, no, what'd you do? Why'd you do that? Okay, so he says, all right, I'll eat some more. Does he need a new bracha Rishana or not? So Magen Avraham says no. Means the Bracha Achrona is not by definition the end of a meal. The Bracha Achrona is the end of a meal because you decided that the meal is over. But over here, he did not decide that he intended to continue to eat. So he said a Bracha Achrona because of a mistake. That's not called the end of the eating session. So it's not intrinsic that a Bracha Achrona ends the eating session. Other Achronim disagree and say no. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the Berurah Halacha. The other Achronim say no, that the nature of an Bracha Achrona, by definition, is the end of eating session. The Chazal made a Takana, that you say Bracha Achrona before you eat, you say Bracha Achrona after you eat. Once you say Bracha Achrona, it's because it's after you eat. So the Brachas act as the bookend to the eating session. The Bracha Achrona is the one bookend, and the Bracha Achrona is the other bookend. Story is over. So now the Traeger points out on that Magen Avraham, that's all talking about a case where he really would continue to eat. He planned to continue to eat, but he believed that there's some halacha you're supposed to say Bracha Achrona anyway. But let's say because of that halacha that he mistakenly believed that you're supposed to say Bracha Achrona, he decided not to eat anymore. Then he decided. So that's the parallel case to what the Chayyim is discussing, we spoke about in the last year. Whatever reason why he made this mistake, but he did come to a decision. He decided not to eat anymore. So in that situation, the decision is valid. So that's why the Chayyim points out in the parentheses that this is true, even according to that Magen Avraham, this is true. But then he says, even according to the Magen Avraham, that a Bracha Achrona is not considered the end of a meal, benching is. Benching is a more powerful bracha than the Brei Nefashos or the Olam Mechia. In Birach Brachos Amozin, have a Hesach Adas to Kuliyama. Even the Magen Avraham agrees that benching is considered an act of being Mesiach Das. It's an act of ending the meal. Shem Itamza Tzarech Levorach Al Kais Brachos Amozin V'lo Mehani Daitoi. You're planning to drink the Kais of Brachos Amozin. You're benching on a Kais. So you start benching knowing that before you're benching, you already know you're planning to drink a cup of wine. So according to the Magen Avraham, that the Hamotzi, let's say he was celebrating Pirei Gofen during the meal, beginning of the meal at Shabbos, he made Kiddush, or he drank some wine during the meal. He makes another Pirei Gofen when he benches. Why? He made the Pirei Gofen. He did not intend to stop drinking wine. I'll prove it to you. He's holding a cup of wine in his hand. He plans to drink it. So why do you need to make a Brei Pirei Gofen? Because benching is such a significant end of the meal that it's so significant that it ends the meal automatically. So we can really now have three ways, just in conclusion, we have three ways how to end an eating session. We have a person decides to stop eating, a true decision to stop eating, not, you know, a wishy-washy, wavering type of decision. Maybe I should eat, not some, you know, but he truly decides he's done. If he honestly decides that he's done, so the meal is over. That's one way to end the meal. The second way to end the meal is by leaving the place where the meal was taking place. That's the end of the session. The third way to end the meal is through benching and possibly according to other brachas achronas. The bracha itself acts as the end of the meal. I just want to go back to the first point, that a decision sometimes it's not always in the hands of the person who's deciding. He's a guest at somebody else's table. He says, the meal's over. And then they bring another course. He has no power to say the decision. Or a person is sitting in his own home, but he's not the one who's planned out the menu. So a child is being served by his mother or his father. The child says, this meal's over. They say, no, it's not. There's one more course. So that decision has to be a true decision, which is in the hands of the person to make that decision. So we'll clarify more about that. But meanwhile, have a good day.